It's Password. It's Super Password. Our special guest this week, from Mama's Family, Vicki Lawrence. And from Small Wonder, Dick Christie. And the star of Super Password, Bert Convy.
What was that? Thank you. Hi. When the joints together, it makes a big loud bump. Have a seat there.
Thank you.
I thank you all. Thank you very much. That's very nice. Thank you for that nice welcome. And then welcome to you all to Super Password. It's always nice to have you with us at home and all of you. Dick was saying before we came out here, he said, you know, it's a lot harder up here than when I'm at home doing jumping jacks.
Oh, boy, is it ever.
It's not the same,
no,
is it?
No, it's not. I mean, when the pressure's on the line. But I brought my checkbook in case I mess up and I'll...
Oh, okay. Well, everybody will be glad to hear that.
Yeah.
I should get the biggest share because I mess up more than anyone does here. So anyway, any news to report? Everything is okay with you?
Well, you look spit. Yeah.
Thank you. These are some of my new duds.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait a minute. There's a thing hanging here.
There's a what?
On the side.
Ah.
There it is. I'm
certainly glad to hear that.
The lighting people call that the strobe jacket.
Yes, the strobe jacket. Yes. So what's new with you? Tell me something.
My aunt, Florine, back in Wyoming, she was married to Uncle Frosty. They were very excited that I was going to, Aunt Florine was especially excited that I was going to be on the show. So, oh, I love, you know, that's what that fellow, Bart Conway, he's, he's so handsome. And, you know, Dick, he was on Broadway. And I said, well, I know that. And she said, yes, he was in that, that Fiddler show. He played a hat check.
It's her check.
Yes.
Her check.
Her check.
It's a little joke there.
Or Motel. One of those
or Motel.
Yeah.
Okay, on with the show. You tell Aunt Florine thank you, and I love
I will.
Her too. Okay, let's bring on Lori and Julie quick. Here they come.
Patrick.
Hello, Sam.
Hi,
Julie. We will visit with Julie first. She's our challenger. We'll talk to the champ in a minute. Please, tell us all
this
about Essie.
That's Julie.
That's what I meant. What did I say?
Oh, I thought you said we'll talk to Julie.
Did I? I said we'll talk to Julie in a minute. We'll talk to Lori first because Julie's our champ.
Julie's our champion.
So we're going to talk
Lori's
to Lori first.
Challenger.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I am Lori Valley.
Yes.
And as I said, I live in Fullerton, California.
You should live in the valley.
Oh, please.
Lori Valley from...
That's right.
Okay.
For sure.
The Valley
Good
girl.
Point.
For sure.
And,
totally.
And I'm just busy with school, really.
Well, yes. What are you taking student. There?
Psychology, and I graduate in June, and I can hardly wait.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't have too long to wait, as
Not
a matter of fact.
Long.
You've come to the right place, especially with your partner, psychology.
Yes.
Julie is our champion. Julie has $19,400. Not so bad. Julie, once again, tell us about yourself.
Once again, I'm Julie Miller, originally from Sacramento, California. Recently moved to Los Angeles, and I work in the Mid-Wilshire area in a law firm as a legal secretary, and soon to be returning to school, so I have a long way to go, though.
Okay, well, you've got the money now.
That's
and
right.
If you're ready to go,
That's
let's
right.
go get some more, shall we? Here we go. We're in the middle of a game, $400 puzzle. Lori has $400. Julie has $200. We're playing for $10,000. Here comes the first word. As we speak. There it is, Julie.
Dwelling.
Palace.
Yes. Wow. Very good. Very good. You have palace on the board, and it's for the game.
How about the Taj Mahal?
How about the Taj Mahal? Okay. Every guess is for the game now on both sides. Here we go. Next
Whoa,
word, please.
Pressure's on.
Little pressure because 10,000 bucks is riding on this. Julie?
Clothes.
Hanger.
Mm-hmm. Lori?
Location.
Closet.
Yes. Perfect. The palace.
Do we want to know who's in the palace closet? I don't know that we want to know that.
The palace closet for the game.
Well, maybe it's Lady Di. She's got a lot of clothes.
All right. Is it Lady Di? I had a guess. I almost said it, and I know you'd have blurred. Oh, boy, that would have been very bad if I'd done that.
You know who's in the palace closet?
I just had a thought about something, but I don't. I think it's a little too obscure. Put the tape down. I'm not going to say it. Here we go. Next word, please. Jerry's got the tape ready to throw it at my mouth. Lori? Start us off.
Moccasins.
Shoes.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Palace. Oh, now I know what it is.
Palace,
yeah,
closet,
the right
and
area.
Shoes for the game.
It's got to be my friend Imelda Marcos.
Is it Imelda Marcos?
Oh.
Yes, it is. Didn't need Manila, didn't need lady.
I didn't know that.
You didn't have that one?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. We saw shoes in a palace.
That's my wife.
Congratulations to Lori. We have to say goodbye to our champ, Julie, who leaves us with a grand total of $19,400. Not bad.
No, not bad.
Congratulations, Julie. Nice seeing you. We're going to go to commercial, and then we're going to go back and play for $10,000. See you in a minute.
You said to me the other day, you got more shoes than you want to wear.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, a little bit, maybe.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, gang, here we are. It's your first time over here, Lori, of course, and good luck to you. I'm going to give you 10 words beginning with the letter N and continuing through W, N through W. Okay. Every one you get right, I'll give you $100. If you get all 10, I'll give you $10,000. Okay?
Okay.
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 It's a deal. 60 seconds, Vicki. You certainly know that by now. Take a look at your first word. We'll put it on the board for you. A little head start. There it is. Okay. Ah, here we go. Good luck. Ready and go.
90. Negligee.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Even. Odd.
T.
Earth. Planet.
Q.
Shake. Quake. Tremble.
R.
Lizard.
Reptile.
S.
Delilah.
Samson.
T.
Holiday.
Thanksgiving.
U.
Referee.
Umpire.
V.
Smirnoff.
Vodka.
W.
State.
Wyoming.
Yeah! All the words were one clue. You almost have a record here. You had 24 seconds left. I think it might be a record. I couldn't believe it. You know what was so wonderful? When you got to a quiver, and just before you said reptile, you just started going, this is the best. I'm having the best time. It was wonderful. All right, you have a grand total now of $10,800. Oh. We'll come back and play some more in just a moment.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Isn't that exciting?
You are so good.
We are indeed back. That's where we are. And we have a new challenger to come on in here now. Please, Wilma, let's do it. Shall we? Come on, please. Here she is now. Hi, Wilma.
Hi,
nice to meet you at last.
Yes.
Tell me all about yourself.
My name is Wilma Holmes. I live in Ventura, California, that beautiful little coastal city up north of here. And I'm married, and I work as a sign language interpreter at a public high school.
Oh, really? How nice. Oh, would you sign your name for us? Can you? Oh, isn't that lovely? Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't do that. I have trouble doing that. Yes, but I have trouble doing
it. What does that mean?
I love you.
I love you. My arm, my fingers don't work. Why can't I would have a terrible
time. I really love you.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. Lots of luck. I can't do that at all.
How about this? What's this right here?
Okay. How about this? Okay.
Nurse.
$100. I just broke four of my fingers. $100 puzzle. If you're ready to go, Wilma, welcome to you. Vicki and Dickie giving the clues. Here comes the first word, please. Dick?
Spicy.
Tasty.
Okay, Vicki?
Peppery.
Salty.
Yes, oh, that's a nice clue. Very nice, and hurry up before they look that up.
What? Peppery?
No. Peppery is a very good clue. Absolutely right. Proper. What will that be up there? Salty, Laurie?
Well, I'm going to say spicy.
All right. Is it spicy? No, it's not spicy. Okay, next word, please. There we are, Vicky.
Wine.
Grapes.
Okay. Dick?
Decanter.
Carafe.
Okay. Vicky?
Container.
Carafe?
That's what she meant. Yes. Well, now we've had both pronunciations. You can choose one if you'd like the other. Either, that one will be fine, Dick.
Glass.
Crystal.
We call them bottles, gang. I don't know what you call them. We'll put it on the board. We have a bottle, and nobody says, nobody guesses. We have a salty bottle. What would be a good clue for bottle? You've said them all.
I guess.
A carafe or a carafe would be good. Okay. Next word, please. All right, Vicky.
Japanese?
Chinese.
Yes. Excellent. Simple enough. Salty, bottle, Chinese.
I know. Oh,
okay. All right, here we go. Next word, please. There we are, Vicky.
Soy sauce.
Dick.
Lima.
Lima? Is that what you said?
Lima.
Okay, Vicky.
Kidney
beans.
Yes. Oh. Lima beans. Where did you go, Wilma? All right, we have salty, bottle, Chinese, and bean.
Is it soy sauce?
Is it soy sauce? Yes, it is. Still need liquid. You got another break there, didn't you?
Yeah.
Because when Wilma missed Lima.
Lima bean.
Wilma missed Lima, you got a break in there. You have plenty of time. Don't worry, Wilma. You can get back in here. Lori has $100. We're going to break away and come back in just a moment and play some more. See you in a second. Did it sound strange to you when he said it? Because you went, Lima? And he said, yeah. I said, Lima? Explosions I do like, yeah. You're one. All right, $200 puzzle. Cash word is worth $1,000. Lori has $100, and Wilma just got here. You'll do fine. Now, Lori and Wilma, given the clues, here comes your first word, please. Wilma, if you will.
Rubber.
Tire.
Okay. Lori?
Container.
Wilma?
No. Polyurethane.
Styrofoam?
Lori? Fourth and final clue.
Elastic.
Stretchy. I don't know.
Okay. I think that was the last clue, was it not?
I hope so.
The word was plastic.
I couldn't think of it.
Plastic. You know that gives people fits a lot of time
plastic.
Here. The word was plastic. Okay. Nobody guesses. Next word, please. There it is, Wilma.
Pepsi.
Cola.
Lori?
Cola.
Coke?
Yes. Plastic Coke.
Plastic.
Plastic Coke.
I'll say Michael J. Fox.
Is it Michael J. Fox?
Well, he has that commercial where he takes the... I guess it's not to...
Oh. Is that Pepsi?
Well, I can see they spent $120 million.
Didn't
do any good at all. Next word, please.
I was busy watching Michael and drinking my Coke.
Oh.
Isn't he cute?
Oh, boy. Here's the next word. Lori, start us off. Okay. Wilma?
Commodore...
Perry. I'm sorry. Fred Allen.
Well, I don't mean to. We don't mean to laugh at you, Vic.
I mean,
Vicky's hysterical because he didn't say the right word, but that was rather amusing, sir. Thank you, Lori.
It's follow.
Oh, it's interesting.
Apple.
Apple pie.
Oh my! These times they are a changing, aren't they, Wilma?
Atari.
Computer.
Yes. Look how long it took us. Isn't that interesting? Oh, that was perfect, Commander Perry. Plastic Coke computer, Dick.
Soft drink machine. I don't know.
That's very good. Is it a soft drink machine? I paid $1.25. It wasn't that. I just had an idea, was it? Okay, next word, please. That really is fascinating. You know that? Wilma?
Cartoon.
Animation.
Yeah! Nice going. That was wonderful. Very, very good. You got a message there. Plastic, Coke, computer, animation.
Yes.
Michael Jackson.
Okay, is it Michael Jackson? All right, it's not Michael Jackson. The last word coming up, this is it, gang. Vicky knows. Yep. Lori, you know too?
Lori knows that Vicky knows.
Oh, okay, all right, it's good enough. Wilma?
Human.
Lifelike.
Okay, Lori?
Individual.
Person?
Yes. Good clothes, guys. Plastic, Coke, computer, animation.
Now we'll get back Max Headroom.
I beg your, what was that?
Max Headroom.
Max Headroom. Yes. Is it Max Headroom? And it is. Okay.
That we gave both companies equal time.
I do, too. I think it's absolutely the right thing to give both companies equal time. Lori has $300. Wilma has yet to score. She's come awfully close. Yes, magic toaster again.
Oh,
you're
goody.
Wonderful at this. You don't have any problem with this at all.
One clue last time. I live for the toaster.
You have three chances to communicate this word to Lori. We'll show the folks at home what it is, sort of. Yes. Vicky, please. Clue number one.
Housewives.
Maids.
All right. Clue number two.
Weekly.
Okay. Third and final clue.
Allowance.
Oh, boy, some good clues. Perfect. Housewives weekly allowance. Is what would you say? That
money. Would? I don't know.
Okay, expenditures. Okay. Budget.
Budget.
It's a budget. Perfect clue. Too Those bad. Next time
well,
the cashier.
They weren't perfect.
Well, they were very close to being perfect.
They were. So
she gets so close. Next time the cashier is worth $2,000. With our score, $300 for Lori and nothing for Wilma at this point, we will change partners and break away and come back and play some more. That's right. You worked your way all the way down. Everybody, thank you, Dean. Everybody says, we were talking about when a word comes up, I think everybody who comes on the show lives in mortal fear that a word will come up in there and they won't know what it means or what it is.
Or when you see something out of context and you have no idea what somebody...
Like you were saying, morally safer came up.
Safer came up, and I thought, the only thing I could figure is that if you're on first base, you're safe, and if you're on second base, you're safer. I don't know, I couldn't figure out what it meant. And then, of course, they burp and they went to the next team and they said morally, and I went, oh, for God.
Of course, well, that's that can happen. Ask Wilma about Lima, she'll remember. Remember that? For a long time. We'll leave you alone. Okay, don't leave us alone. Please come back tomorrow. Thank you so much for watching today. Bye, everybody.